makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, the superb blends you know is fresh, present the Chase and Sanborn Hour. And your host, Nelson Eddy.
This is Nelson Eddy welcoming you to another Chase and Sanborn Hour and reporting a miss you so, wish I were with you message from our vacationing friend Don Ameche. With us today are all your other friends, Dorothy L'Amour, Robert Armbruster, and the Chase and Sanborn Orchestra, Edgar Bergen and partner, and three more than welcome guests, Jackie Cooper, Gene Lockhart, and Cliff Nazzaro. May I renew the hope that you'll all enjoy our show and continue to find pleasure in Chase and Sanborn Coffee.
May I say something, Nelson?
Well, yes, certainly, Dorothy. What is it?
May I say that the song you're going to sing, Ride Cossack Ride, is from your new MGM picture, Balalaika, which I know is a grand picture because I got confidential reports from the preview scouts about it. May I, Nelson?
Well, Dorothy,
May I say that the chorus is going to sing it with you and that it has a real Russian musical background with balalaikas and dombris and caviar and all other kinds of Russian instruments. May I say that?
Yeah, but Dorothy, really...
Nelson, may I say all that? May I please, Nelson?
I guess you may, Dorothy. In fact, haven't you?
So I have, haven't I? Well, I guess there's only one thing left to do.
Yes, and with your permission, I'll do it.
And leather, fare thee well. Sweat and saddle, fare thee well. Wine and woman, mine forever. Wine will sour, women never. Ride, 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 Cossack ride. Love is waiting, ride, Cossack ride. Ride, 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 Cossack ride. Love is waiting, ride, Cossack ride. Sword and dagger, shot and shell. Booming cannon, fairly well. Wind behind me, sky above me. Now to find one to love me. Ride, 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 Cossack ride. Love is waiting, ride, Cossack ride. Ride, 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 Cossack ride. Love is waiting, ride, Cossack ride.
Ride to the north and find your love beneath the northern star.
No!
Ride to the south and find your love beneath the southern cross.
No!
Ride to the east and light your love beside the rising sun.
No! Ride to the Balalaika where there's love for everyone.
Balalaika!
The Balalaika!
The Balalaika!
Some of you may have been wondering just what a balalaika is. I shall explain. A balalaika is a sort of a triangular mandolin with a Russian accent. In any case, it's usually played with a pick. That's pick as in mandolin, not pick as in shovel. But in the picture Balalaika, the balalaika is also a very gay Russian cafe. Feeling certain that by this time you are utterly confused, I like to sing At the Balalaika from the picture Balalaika.
When the melancholy shadows fall, my heart is melancholy. Then I hear the balalaika's call, and life is gay and bright and new. At the balalaika, well, there is magic in the sparkling wine, and mellow music in the candle's shine. I have a rendezvous at the balalaika. Who knows what ecstasy tonight may bring, what lovely melody my heart may sing before the night is through. I hear a violin, a haunting gypsy violin, and when it sighs a strangely tender song, I know that I belong at the balalaika. Oh, let me linger there till break of day, where hearts are young and balalaikas play. I have a rendezvous. Balalaika, oh, let me linger there till break of day, where hearts are young and balalaikas play. I have a rendezvous. Well, it looks very much as if Charlie has carried out his threat. I can see Edgar Bergen, but I can't see any Charlie McCarthy. However, there is somebody with Edgar. If I'm not mistaken, yes, sir, it's Mortimer Snurd.
Now, you mustn't be timid, Mortimer. That's all right now. We're all your friends. I don't want you to be bashful. Won't you say hello to the people? Oh, but I don't want you to act like that. Now, turn around, Mortimer. Now, stop hiding your face.
Oh, gosh.
Now, Mortimer, you must say hello to everybody.
I don't want to say hello.
Oh, you don't want to say hello?
No.
Well, what do you want to say?
I don't want to say nothing. That's what I want to say.
But, Mortimer, don't you realize...
What?
Don't you realize this is your opportunity?
Yeah?
Why, yes. This is your big chance.
Yeah?
Yes.
You mean to get away?
No. No. Why, it's your chance to be a success.
A what?
A success.
No.
Now will you say hello?
Yep.
All right.
Hello. There now, I said it.
Yes.
Darn fool.
No. No, you mustn't talk like that.
Oh.
No. Now tell the people your name.
Yeah.
You must introduce yourself.
Yep.
Yes. Now, what's your name?
I
see your name.
Oh, yeah. Mortimer.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now tell us your last name. Your last name.
Oh, yeah. Mortimer. No, no.
That's your first name.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Now you work. What is the last name?
Mortimer, Mortimer,
Mortimer what?
Yeah, Mortimer what? No.
No. Oh, now you work on it.
Yeah. Mortimer, Mortimer,
No. Now, what is it?
What did you ask me?
Oh, well. Your last name.
Oh, yeah. Mortimer,
Well, don't you know it?
I know it as well as I know my own name.
What is it?
I can't think of it.
Oh, I... Well, now, hurry up. Now, hurry up.
Well, I'm working on it. All right.
Now, think hard.
Ill. Mortimer,
Now, concentrate. Concentrate. Have you got it?
Mortimer... Snurd.
That's right.
I did it.
Yes, that's right. Now, tell the people, where are you from? Tell the people where you're from.
Iowa.
That's right, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And what part of Iowa?
Snurdville.
Snurdville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, Mortimer, do you live right in Snurdville?
No. I live on a farm.
You live on a farm?
Yeah. 2 miles south of Snurdville.
I see. And where's that?
Well, Snurdville is 8 miles north of Reeder's Falls.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And where's that?
Well, Reeder's Falls is 20 miles from Keokuk.
Oh, I see.
That gives you an idea of where I am.
Well, where are you?
I don't know.
Well, Mortimer, do you miss the farm now that you're out here?
Yeah, sort of. Kind of miss Grandpa.
Oh, you miss Grandpa?
Yep. And Bessie.
Oh, Bessie?
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a Bessie.
Yeah.
And is Bessie pretty?
Oh, gosh, who is? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. What does Bessie look like?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what does she look like?
She looks like a cow.
Looks like a cow. Now, that's not nice, Mortimer, saying Bessie looks like a cow.
Well, Bessie is a cow. Oh, I see.
Oh, then you have a cow on your farm.
Yeah. We got 4 of them.
Oh, 4 of them.
Yeah.
And do you have a milking machine?
No.
I see, you don't.
No. I do it all myself.
Oh, you do it yourself?
Yep. All 4.
Well. That makes you an important man with those cows.
Yeah. I'm the main squeeze. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, I'll bet you are at that.
Yep.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Yes. Yes, this is Edgar Bergen.
This is Charlie.
Who?
Don't give me that who stuff. Charlie McCarthy, that's who.
Oh, yes, of course, Charlie. Well, how are things with you, Charlie?
Oh, they're buzzing right along, Mr. Bergen. Buzzing right along.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yes. Certainly nice of you to call me long distance. Where are you now?
I'm back in town.
In town. Well, weren't you supposed to open in Elkinsville Friday night?
Yes, we open and we close the same night.
Oh, I see. Well, tell me, little fella, how is the great Frederick?
Oh?
The great Frederick.
Oh, you mean Fred.
Yeah.
Well, he ain't so hot, brother.
I see. Well, anyway, it's nice to hear your voice. What part of town are you calling from, Charlie?
Well, do you know where Main Street is?
Yes.
Do you know where Hickory Cross is at?
Yes.
Well, you know the corner where the hock shop is?
Oh, I see. The hock shop. Oh, are you near the pawn shop?
Near it, I'm in it.
Well, well, no, no. Surely not in a pawn shop. That's an awful situation. You really mean it?
I wish I didn't. And it'll take $6 to get me out of here, Mr. Bergen.
You mean the great Frederick pawned you for $6?
Yes, and that's what he got for me in a saxophone. This is the most humiliating experience of my life. Now, will you come and help him get me out of here, Mr. Bergen?
Why, of course I will, Charlie.
I'll do anything for you to pay you back, Mr. Bergen.
Well, I don't know if there's anything you can do for me right now, Charlie.
Oh. Oh, I see. But...
We're doing all right. Oh, it's okay.
But you get a saxophone too, Mr. Bergen, and 3 easy lessons.
All right, Charlie. I'll send Jim Bannon down for you immediately.
And will you send the ransom money too?
Yes, I'll take care of all that.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bergen. Gee, you're swell. I'll be out there in a 1-2-3 COD.
All right, Charlie.
Goodbye, Mr. Bergen.
Yeah. Well, Mortimer?
Huh? Oh.
I knew I'd make a mistake.
Well, maybe we're trying the impossible.
Yeah.
Do you know who that was, Mortimer?
No, who?
Well, that was Charlie McCarthy. Hmm? I see that was Charlie McCarthy on the phone.
Oh.
Yes, you know him?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him, no.
Years ago, when Dorothy L'Amour trimmed her pretty hair with ribbons instead of native flowers, a very catchy tune rode into popularity, and a very lasting popularity has proven to be. But the song is still mighty good to listen to. It's called It Had to Be You, and for a grand interpretation, it should be Dorothy.
It had to be you, it had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me feel blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross, try to be boss, they wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill, with all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you. It had to be you, nobody else would do. Wandered around, finally found someone who could make me feel blue, could make me be true, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, would ever be cross, try to be boss, they wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill, with all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you to hold me, my heart told me it had to be you.
75 years ago, horse cars did a flourishing business. Grandma performed her cooking magic on a big kitchen range. And something else that happened then is back of this broadcast tonight.
Yes, 75 years ago, the world got its first taste of delicious Chasen Sanborn coffee. And people have been changing to it ever since.
Really? Well, why should so many people prefer one particular kind of coffee?
Because Chasen Sanborn dated coffee is a finer blend, and you always get it freshly roasted.
No matter where you live?
Yes, ma'am. We've built roasting plants clear across the continent. Every home in the country is within 24 hours of a Chasen Sanborn roasting oven.
Well, then you can deliver it to all grocers, freshly roasted.
Yes, as soon as it's roasted, right at the peak of its wonderful freshness, it's put in the new silver package and rushed to your grocers by our Fresh Food Special Delivery Service. Your grocer gets a fresh supply every few days. No package stays in his store more than 10 days, and every pound is dated. No other nationally sold coffee gives you this assurance of freshness.
Well, that's a real advantage, isn't it?
Indeed it is. As soon as the coffee leaves the roasting ovens, rich with flavor, it's handled rapidly as fine fresh food should be. And what's more, rapid delivery plus dating makes expensive containers needless. Using the dated silver package instead saves money, and the saving is passed right along to you.
You mean I get better coffee for less money?
Exactly, and that's why millions of people have changed to it. Join them. Get Chasen Sanborn dated coffee in the new silver package tomorrow.
Two very likable gentlemen, two very talented actors, and two very welcome guests indeed, are Jackie Cooper and Gene Lockhart. Jackie comes to us fresh from New Triumphs and Paramount's 17. And all of us who have seen Mr. Lockhart's sterling performance in Blackmail are even more solidly his fans. And so our pleasure is twofold in presenting Jackie Cooper and Gene Lockhart in Robert Sanadella's original comedy, The Men in the Family.
In his pennant-decorated bedroom with the one slanting wall, Jimmy Smith, 18 years old, is packing his suitcase. Tomorrow, Jimmy will leave his hometown on the 10:13 train for Kincaid College, where he has been enrolled as a freshman. His mother wanted to help with the packing, but Jimmy scorned any aid from a mere woman. He is on his knees before the open suitcase now, stuffing his ties into one of his shoes, when the door opens and Mr. Smith, Jimmy's father, comes into the room.
Hello.
Hello, Jimmy. Getting on all right with the packing?
Sure, I don't need any help.
Here, I'll get these shirts and...
Oh, gee whiz, I said I didn't need any help, didn't I?
But we want to help you, Jimmy. You've never been away from home before.
Well, I'm old enough to take care of myself, I guess. Oh, I'm sorry, Dad, but this babying...
We're not babying you, Jimmy. We're treating you like an 18-year-old boy, which is just what you are.
Well, I know that, Dad, only why can't you and Mother leave me alone? I guess a guy 18 years old can pack an old suitcase.
Well, fact is, Jimmy, I didn't come up here to help you with a suitcase. See here, boy. Your mother, that is, your mother and I, think it's about time I had a good heart-to-heart talk with you.
Oh?
Yes. And fact is, Jimmy, you're almost a man now. You're going away to college, and you'll be subject to a man's, temptation, sort of. And it's about time I gave you the benefit of my experience.
Well, I'm no baby. I guess I've had a few experiences myself.
Oh. Well, maybe, Jimmy, maybe. But your mother thinks, both of us think, that some of the things you'll run into at Kincaid... Now, don't get me wrong. Kincaid is a fine school. I graduated from there myself, and if I do say so, I didn't turn out so badly. I'm a pretty respected man in this community. President of the men's club, Chamber of Commerce member, and a pretty tolerant employer.
Oh, for crying out loud, Dad. You don't have to introduce yourself to me.
What I mean is, going to Kincaid turned out all right for me, and it can for you, too. If you'll just tend to business, sort of. Kincaid is a fine school. And I ought to know. I went there myself.
I heard that the first time, and I know it already anyhow.
See here, young man. You don't have to get smart alecky and make this any harder for me than it is. If your mother wants me to talk to you, well, hang it all, I'm going to talk to you, if it kills me.
Well, all right. Go ahead. I'll listen.
Well, what I mean is, college is all in the way you take it. It's pretty easy to get in with the wrong bunch of boys, you know.
No, I know that.
Sometimes it looks smart, the things the wrong gang will do. What I mean is, gambling, swearing, drinking, and... you know...
Oh, you don't have to worry about me, Dad. I know how to take care of myself.
I hope so, Jimmy. I don't think there's much danger of you forgetting the things your mother and I have taught you. But, maybe we're at fault, but there's some things we've never mentioned to you.
Well, by gosh, the way you harp about things all the time, it's a wonder you've missed anything.
Well, we have, Jimmy. There are lots of things we've never talked to you about.
Well, what are they? Gee whiz, I'd like to get on with this darn packing.
Well, for example, there's, well, your mother thinks I ought to... What I mean is, just for example, you know, there's girls. Now, Jimmy, you've reached an age where girls are pretty important to a young man like you, and unless he has someone with experience like his father, so to steer him right. Well, what you see, what I mean is... you ought to know about girls, sort of.
Oh, why, I know all about girls.
Oh. Only an inexperienced pup would say that. I've been married 20 years, and I know less about the opposite sex every year. Women are just a mystery, that's all. Particularly your mother.
Well, if that's the case, what do you want to talk about them for?
Well, see here, Jimmy. You've got to decide what your attitude toward girls is going to be. What I mean is, well, girls ought to be respected.
Well, I respect them all right. That is, when they don't try any funny stuff.
What do you mean, funny stuff?
Well, sometimes they hook you into buying a big meal for them, just to see if you'll do it, and then they leave half of it.
So that's what you call funny stuff, eh?
Yeah. Well, but I can handle them. I know all about girls.
Well, you still have a little experience coming to you. What I mean is, though, don't... But, Jimmy, don't get serious about any girl.
Who, me? Me get hooked? When I'm going to be a doctor and everything? Say, when a girl tries to get moony-eyed about me, I say, see here, I say, I've got a career to think about, I say, and no girl, I say, is going to ruin my chances of getting along, I tell her. Oh, never you worry about little old Jimmy.
Well, that's fine. I won't worry, Jimmy, but I'm just trying to give you the benefit of my experience, you see?
Experience? I guess you don't know much about modern girls.
Well, there's some other things besides girls, Jimmy. You know, well, I'm glad you picked Kincaid. It's a great little college. I graduated from there myself, and I have more of the...
That's three diplomas you've gotten tonight, then.
Well... What I mean is, I want you to realize that your education costs a lot of money, and we're sending you there to study.
Well, gee whiz, naturally.
So just sit down in your room every night and buckle right down to work. And if the gang comes in and wants to horse around, why, you just tell them that isn't why you came to school.
Oh, I'll study. Hang it all now, my marks in high school were all right, weren't they?
Yeah, sure. I'm not worried about your marks, Jimmy. It's, Well, now, about fraternities, Jimmy. There are good and bad fraternities.
Oh, I know all about fraternities.
Now, I was a Gamma Zeta Rho myself, and I've written them all about you. I think they'll be pledging you, Jimmy.
That bunch?
Yeah.
Now, what did you go and do that for? If I can't be a Phi Alpha, I won't pledge with any fraternity.
What's the matter with the Gamma Zeta Rhos, I'd like to know?
They're a bunch of sticks, that's what.
Oh, they are, eh? Well, it just goes to show how inexperienced you are about fraternities when you say that. Why, when all the fraternities my junior year got together and decided to ring in a bunch of showgirls on Winter Carnival, why, the Phi Alphas were the only ones that wouldn't do it.
No fooling.
Fact. I'll never forget the dean's face at the gym's dance. but, you know, there's nothing wrong with showgirls, Jimmy, but in those days, they used more makeup than other girls, see? And, Well, you should have seen the dean's face.
Say, I wish I could have been there.
Those were the days. Say, I remember one time all week, Gamma Zeta Rose fixed up a pail of water over Prexy's office door, and when he came in, you should have seen it. It was worth being suspended for.
Oh, that must have been swell. Were you suspended, too?
Sure I was. Of course, I shouldn't have done anything like that, Jimmy.
No, of course not. Oh, gee, Dad, I guess you were pretty lively in those old days at that.
Well, I'm telling you. Gamma Zeta Rose, the livest house in Fraternity Row.
Yeah, I guess I'm glad you wrote to them after all. They sound great.
They are. But those Phi Alphas, well, they're just a bunch of grinds.
Well, I... Say, listen, Dad. I thought you said I ought to spend all my time studying.
Oh, well, yes, Jimmy. I want you to study, sure. But what I mean is, I want you to have fun, too. Mm. Well, there's no use going to college if you keep your nose in a book all the time and never get out and make a few contacts.
Well, that's the way I feel about it. Gee, You know, I guess you say... Well, what do you say the men in the family go downtown and get a soda or something, huh?
Why, say, it's awful nice of you to want to be with an old fogey like me, Jimmy.
Old fogey? After what you've been telling me?
Oh. listen, Jimmy. Maybe you'd better not tell your mother what I've been talking about. What I mean is, your mother wanted me to tell you about... Well, I guess you know what your mother wanted me to tell you about, all right?
Sure I do, Dad. I guess we understand each other, hey?
Of course we do.
Oh, say, before we go downtown, I wonder if maybe you could give me a little help. I've been having a heck of a time packing this old suitcase.
Sure.
This is Nelson Eddy, and the Chase and Sanborn Hour continues. It isn't what he says so much, it's the way he says it. We mean, of course, Cliff Nazzaro, one of the most surprising little men we've ever known. Cliff, unfortunately, is not on speaking terms with the King's English. But we're on speaking terms with Cliff, so greetings and salutations, Cliff Nazzaro. Well, Cliff, I understand you've covered a lot of territory since I saw you last.
That's right, Nelson. Coast to coast and back again.
Coast to coast and back again. Well, that must have been quite a trip.
Yes, it was, if you like traveling, and I hate it.
You hate traveling?
Well, of course, it all depends on where you go. Now, a few years ago in the South Seas...
South Seas?
It was really great, Nelson.
Hmm.
We left from New York, and on the evening of June 24th, we reached the beautiful island of Pangenflirtforsesulpetut. From the golden beach drifted the exotic music of dusky maidens playing their twaddle jindin flumbertunks. But we had to hurry on.
I see. Yeah.
And 10 days later, we arrived at our destination. Wild and beautiful country where we saw a very peculiar tribe of people. Some Angantwoljidits, some Pinjinfulbertudidits, some Angayfandianfundinfulbertudidits, and some pygmies. The morning after our arrival, we arose early and started out to hunt wild elephants and zunt. When suddenly in the thick of the jungle, our guide called out, Sally Rapers, sir, Clifferts, Siri Bleedy, Cabbage, Son of a Bed, Desser, Cabbage, Son of a Which means, of course, lie flat on your stomachs. A Kanjin Flaclopus, a Bulgy Quilfi Debri, a Sinja Calabrangan Clawflapless, is going to charge at us.
But, Cliff, weren't you frightened at all this?
Oh, no. You see, for years, I'd raid the Southern Marketplace. I could have read a little bit of Southern Bay then, and it's a little more of a subject.
I know about that, but standing there in the midst of all that...
Well, anybody could have had me see if they had my salt, but he could have seen the frame right with the cat before. It didn't bother me a bit.
Oh, you mean...
No. Because, you see, then if I'd had receipt, I could have robbed with Southwest and Railroad. Or I should say, I'd have bought a Southwest with the Hagen Street. In other words, not at all, but the cavalry of the Hepburn Southwest or the Southwest. Oh, it was thrilling.
Oh, well, of course, that's different. Yeah, but talking about automobiles...
What?
I said talking about automobiles.
Who was?
I am. It's safer.
Oh.
Well, what do you think of the new 1940 models?
Well, that's the trouble, Nelson. You see, today, if a woman gets in a car and she starts driving to... Why don't someone... If you don't know whether anybody... Why don't they just leave... Even when you're on... if the traffic... Why do you think he can see when they're... You don't know whether... Why don't they just let her go ahead and find if someone's... And they'll... Who's got the steering wheel?
What do you think of the new 1940 models?
Well, I just told you. Suppose you're under the car and somebody can... You don't know whether they're going to... Why don't they just let things... Even when there's a chair, someone says to you, who does your laundry?
Look, I don't want to appear rude, but what do you think of the new 1940 models?
Listen here, Eddie. I just said if we... For instance, right here in our own... You don't know whether... why don't people go ahead and pick up their... And even when there's a...
Now, don't get... After all, it's not often the way I... And you'll have to admit it.
Why, brother! And now will you let me?
Let you what?
Sing. What do you think I've been talking about?
Well, now that's a pretty embarrassing question, Cliff. So you just go ahead and sing.
All right, then. Mr. Armbruster, you know that number he plays at Settle Rock to celebrate? Well, not the Captain Ray, but the one you sell. That's Ray Brady Morse. I'll remember when you say the Port of England, Captain Ray, Captain Ray, Captain Ray, Captain Ray, Captain Ray, Captain Ray, Captain
Ray, I'll remember how I thrilled at the sight of you. I'll remember how the dream of my heart came true. I'll remember how we stood in the moon glow. So young and free, so glad to be alone. And I'll remember that night at that first fraternity dance. And that indescribable feeling when you spoke of Riposol. It wasn't the carriage. It was the way you looked in my eye, you celery fiber, celery kind of mine. And that when you said it beat a softer plant of these, that it praised it. I could have gone on rabies and balded. And when you greased the celery meat, we just kept it fawceted. And those nights are rated, not the camper days, but the barber saloons. Fawcet sweet and meat of the hippin' celery meat of it. I'll remember.
Wagner's opera Tannhäuser is filled with a wealth of musical beauty. One of its loveliest arias is the song which Wolfram sings as he stands alone in the deepening twilight, where, inspired by the heavenly beauty of the evening star, he sends his song up to the sky. Bendeth the soul.
on thee, O star in heaven, the fairest, thy gentle beam through trackless space thou bearest. The hour of darkness is by thee made bright. Thou leadst us upward with pure, kindly light. Oh, how sublime, sweet evening star, joyful I greet thee from afar. Gleam through the twilight when we roam, be ever shining to guide us home. Lead us beyond this veil of sorrow to fields of light that
everybody's willing to make a change if they're sure it's a change for the better. So here's a tip that's bound to mean a step in the right direction.
Yes, millions of people find that the change to Chase and Sanborn dated coffee in the new silver package is a change for the better. Many grocers tell us,
it's the most popular coffee we've ever sold.
Because the new modern Chase and Sanborn roasting plants from coast to coast supply everyone with this finer coffee freshly roasted, right at the peak of its flavor.
Yes, the Fresh Foods Special Delivery Service rushes a fresh supply to stores every few days, and every package is dated so people can be sure they're getting freshly roasted coffee.
No pound stays in the grocery store more than 10 days.
In fact, you leave only just enough freshly roasted coffee to last a few days from one delivery to the next.
And that's the right way to handle a fine, fresh food. From the moment this marvelous coffee reaches the height of its delicious flavor in roasting, it's handled rapidly, as fresh food of that high quality should be.
It goes in the silver package right away.
And out to the stores at once. Handling it so rapidly and dating every pound has another big advantage. It makes fine coffee available at a lower price.
Right. With dating and rapid delivery, expensive containers aren't needed. And the dated silver package costs much less.
Yes, and the saving is passed on to the thrifty housewives who buy dated coffee. Try this delicious, freshly roasted blend. Get Chase and Sanborn dated coffee in the new silver package tomorrow.
Nelson.
Yes, Edgar?
When Jim Bannon brings back Charlie here, I think we'd better go a little easy on him, you know? He may be a little sensitive about his experiences with the great Frederick.
You mean we shouldn't rub it in?
No, I don't think we should.
What? Ignore an opportunity like that? Oh, no, this is our chance to get even.
Well, we'll see. If he acts embarrassed about it, let's not be too hard on him, huh?
Hey, fellas, look what I've got here. Wow. Charlie!
Cut it out. Too much horseplay around here.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Yes.
Glad to see me, huh? I bet you are, huh?
Well, yes, I am.
Yeah, I thought you would be. I was listening. I heard you flounder.
Yes.
Couldn't keep me out of that.
Yeah.
Well, here I am, lucky boy, here I am.
Yes. Well, where's the saxophone?
Well, that's a fine welcome. I bet Miss Eddie's glad to see me, huh?
I sure am. Greetings, Secondhand McCarthy.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So there's gonna be trouble around here, huh? Hello, Dottie, my lamb, my sweetie pie. I've missed you so.
Well, pawn my word, if it isn't my repossessed boyfriend.
Well, I gotta do some cleaning house around. Whipping back into shape here. Now, fellas, I want you to cut it out, you hear? That goes for all of you, too. Do you hear? Cut it out.
All right, Charlie. Everybody's just teasing a little bit.
Yeah, I see.
We're anxious to hear about your experiences now with the great Frederick.
Oh, that, that.
What about it?
Well, what about it, yeah.
Well, tell us all about these interesting experiences.
Yeah, with Frederick.
Yes, with Frederick.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Bergen. It's a long story.
Yes, I believe that.
It's a long story. And a dirty one.
Well, tell us about this Elkinsville date you played. It was a theater, wasn't it?
No, it was a tent show.
Oh, a tent show?
Yes. And it folded the first night.
I see. So it didn't work out, eh?
No.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. But Fred said it was nothing to worry about. He said that sort of thing often happens with him.
Oh. Well, I guess Fred is used to having the wolf at his door.
Used to it? He's doing an animal act with him.
Oh. Well, how did you get back to Los Angeles?
Well, we just hitchhiked back, that's all.
Oh,
then we sat in the park all night.
Yeah.
And fought.
Yeah.
Fred said he'd figure out something before morning.
He did?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, then came the poem.
I see. Well, so Fred hawked you and a saxophone for $6.
Yes, he did, yes. My hotel was the Amalgamated International Lending Corporation. On a Sam prop. I slept in a music department.
You did?
Yes.
Well.
My roommate was an accordion.
Oh, is that so? An accordion?
Yeah.
Well, that makes a strange bedfellow.
Yes. He wheezed all night.
Oh, he did? Well, now, that was quite a horrible experience, wasn't it, Charlie?
Yes, it was, really. Gee, you know, it's good to see you again, Mr. Bergen.
Is that so?
Oh, gee, it sure is.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, sure is. See, you look awful good to me.
You do?
No, you do.
I do.
Yeah. You What a mess today.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that I look good, too.
Yes. Yeah, you know, Bergen, I think you're getting more hair.
Is that? Charlie, would you like to have dinner with me tonight?
Dinner?
Yes.
Oh, they still have that, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You sound as if you haven't been eating regularly.
Regularly? I haven't been eating.
Oh.
One day I remember I had breakfast. Gee, that was a swell day.
I'll bet it was.
I sat there at the counter. What do you think I saw?
Well, I don't know what.
A package of Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Oh. Did it bring back memories?
Yeah. Memories. I cried like a baby. Like a baby I cried. Right in my coffee.
I know how you felt. You wished you were back again with old friends.
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah. It's good to be here. Oh, Mr. Thurgan.
Yes, Charlie.
You ain't mad at me, are you?
Why, not at all, Charlie. You told me you had an offer to better yourself.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to stand in your way.
Oh, did I know what I was saying? Just talk, Mr. Bergen. Can I move back in my room?
Well, now, we have a lot of things to talk about, Charlie. We'll have to talk that all over.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure we can work out some sort of a deal. I'll be sensible about the thing.
Yes. Well, I will talk it over tomorrow. Can you be at my office at 2 o'clock?
2?
Yes.
Oh, I'll be there at 1 o'clock. I don't want to keep you waiting.
No, I don't.
Oh, Mr. Bergen.
Yes, Charlie?
What about Mortimer? Is he going to stay and work with you?
Well, Mortimer is a very nice boy.
Uh-huh. What do you need him for? Yokel collar?
No. Well, he says very amusing things.
Yeah?
Yes.
Can't he be satisfied with just looking funny?
No, no. Charlie, now that's enough.
All right, all right. Do you really think he'd be happy here, though? I hope not.
Well, Charlie, you must be very nice to Mortimer. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Very nice.
Yes.
Remember, he's a friend of mine.
Yes, Mr. Bergen. Yes, sir. Any friend of yours is a friend of yours.
Familiar to all is the majestic and deeply emotional Song of the Volga Boatman. The MGM chorus joins me in singing it, just as we do it in our picture.
Balalaika, Nelson?
Balalaika, Dottie.
Yeah!
friendship's laws, as somebody once said, are by this rule expressed. Welcome the coming, speed the parting guest. So now, as your parting guests, all of us on the Chase and Sanborn Hour want to thank you for the kind of friendship you show us every Sunday when you listen, and every time you enjoy another form of friendship that we're all in favor of, the coffee that's friendship in a cup, Chase and Sanborn Coffee. Next week, I shall turn over the official reins to our mutual friend, Rudy Valley. Rudy will usher in two most charming guests, Jean Arthur and Vera Vague. On hand to greet you also will be Dorothy L'Amour, Robert Armbruster and the Chase and Sanborn Orchestra, and, of course, Edgar Bergen and company.
Hey, and company, that's the last straw. Look here now, Mr. Bergen.
Now, Charlie, do you want me to keep my appointment tomorrow with you at the office?
Okay, okay.
And besides, Charlie, this moment calls for something much more important.
What's that?
Nelson, I'm speaking for all of us when I tell you that having you with us has made for a friendship we shall always be proud of. We'll always be thinking of you and wishing you good luck in whatever you do and wherever you go. While you're on location, on your concert tour, and in your pictures. Good luck to you, Nelson.
Thanks, Edgar. And thanks to everybody. And so, until we all meet again, this is Nelson Eddy, looking forward.
Next week, another big Jason Sanborn Hour. Rudy Valley, Gene Arthur, Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sneed, Dorothy L'Amour, Vera Vague, and Robert Armbruster in the Jason Sanborn Orchestra. Heard on this program, The Big Show by Jerome Kern. This is Jim Bannon speaking for the makers of Jason Sanborn Coffee.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.